You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't miss out on your chance to listen to four-time Super Bowl champ Charlie Weiss on the only podcast solely devoted to everyone's favorite position in football, the quarterback. Listen for free now by subscribing wherever you get podcasts or by going to celebrityqb.com.
It's another edition of the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. I'm your host, Dwayne Callender. I got Cam on the line here. Cam, what did we just watch?
I don't know, but, you know, Case Keenum, the myth, the legend, just takes him down. It doesn't matter. We don't even need a safety. He misses by 8 feet. He's an idiot. I've never seen this in my life.
I mean...
Bortles and Case Keenum in the semifinals, Jesus Christ, save me. I don't know what to do anymore. Dwayne, tell me what we need to do because I have no idea.
Cam, we literally just had a playoff game decided by the most clueless playing. Alright, to set the stage for people living under a rock that weren't watching, the Minnesota Vikings were trailing by a point to the Saints with 10 seconds to go in the game. On their own 39-yard line. Oh, no, 31-yard line.
Yeah, you gotta remember, it's 69 yards, as in the Gronk term. This is the best touchdown that ever lived.
Case Keenum throws up a duck along the sideline, and inexplicably, Marcus Williams, the rookie safety for the Saints, tries to dive and tackle low on Stephon Diggs when he's in front of him. All he has to do is stay in front of him. He literally just had to stay in front of him. Needless to say, he fails miserably.
He could have tied his shoes if he wanted to, but he didn't.
In a play that will live on in NFL infamy, the Minnesota Vikings have won a divisional playoff game in the most ludicrous match. I can't even keep a straight face with this, Cam.
With freaking Case Keenum, dude. Like I said, the myth of legend, dude.
The legend.
So, oh my god.
Cam,
I hope you have more to talk about because I can't talk about Case Keenum anymore.
I mean, we can talk about the game in general, that Minnesota should have won this game earlier on if Case Keenum could make some throws, which he couldn't. But, I mean, the Saints were, for lack of a better term, sleepwalking through the first quarter, got the rear ends handed to them, down 17-0. I mean, In terms of...
what do you do? I mean, Jesus. I'm speechless. I have no idea what the F just happened. And then the freaking... we almost scored 100 points playing the Steelers and the Jags. Like,
We're gonna get into the Duval Till We Die boys a little bit later on. We're gonna get into the Duval boys because...
oh my god! All right, well keep it going because I really want to talk about this because this is like the most outrageous thing I've ever seen, and I just want to punch Tom Brady in the face just because I hate him and Belichick so much, and I hate Bortles, and I hate Case Keenum. He's an idiot.
So what you're saying is you're on the bandwagon for Nick Foles.
No, I'm not. I'll never say I'm an Eagles fan. Hell no, I will never say that. Zeke will come over to his house and domestically kill him.
Cam, this is about as ridiculous of a Final Four as you're ever gonna get. You're basically... If you have any semblance of credibility about being watching football being played properly, the only team you can root for here is the Patriots, which is ridiculous.
Exactly. And that's the suckiest thing about it, because at this point, I'm freaking cheering for Case Keenum, and he sucks dick, and I hate him. God. I'm going with the legend. If he freaking wins this, I'm gonna freaking just like roll over my grave, dude.
I will say this though, that Adam Thielen had a game because he caught some passes that were so horribly thrown by Keenum that I was just like, you know what, Adam Thielen, you deserve whatever contract extension you're getting.
All right, so let's
dive into the numbers here.
All right, let's hear them, D Money. Let's hear them.
I mean,
I can't wait.
All right, so we're just gonna get right down to it, Cam, because we're gonna go into who do you think led the NFL in scoring points today?
Scoring points on DraftKings or what?
Yeah, let's go DK.
I don't know. Ben had a big day today. I'm going to go Big Ben, maybe?
Or
Antonio.
You would be correct.
Boom. And Big Ben's an idiot, too, so...
You would be correct with Big Ben, because Big Ben put up a whopping 38 points today with his 5 touchdown passes. In spite of a terrible pick and a fumble recovery that like ultimately doomed his team, Big Ben was the leader of the clubhouse with fantasy points today. Number two was Le'Veon with over 37 points. And yet still, the Steelers found a way to lose this game to the Jags.
Yeah, exactly. And then Fournette scores 3 TDs. Jesus, like, get him out. Like,
one TD after a sprained... here's how ridiculous the Steelers' rush defense was.
I want to know how much crack they were smoking when Derrick Henry was worth more than Leonard Fournette. How? Idiot. Go on, you money, because I'm going to get pissed off. Keep going.
My thing was, I thought Fournette was going to get injured in this game, which he did, but it didn't matter because the Steelers weren't even remotely prepared to play.
They sat on the line and said, hey, you have a sleeping bag? All right, I'm here. Night.
Leonard Fournette managed to run for over 100 yards, over 30 of which came after he sprained his ankle.
That's ridiculous.
Think about that. He sprained his ankle in the third quarter and still ran for another 30 yards on the Steelers.
I mean, it didn't matter because Yeldon was pooping on him all day, too. Like,
yeah.
That rush defense was terrible. Like, it was terrible.
Yeah, no, but Yeldon Carr... Yeldon carved him up from the backfield like I thought, but, I mean, Yeldon put up 17 points. I mean, Yeldon was 3,400 and was a gold mine.
I mean, and then Blake Bortles probably almost ran for like 100 yards. Jesus Christ, I don't even know how many he did. He probably did like at least 80.
No, he only had 40. He had about 40, but regardless, right,
got him at least 10 at a time.
Well, yeah, because the Steelers inexplicably learned nothing from did not. I'm not even sure if the Steelers actually bothered watching the defensive game plan from the Bills game. But everyone was saying that if Blake Bortles can't throw in coverage, he's just gonna run if no one has a spy on him. What do the Steelers do? They drop in coverage and don't have anyone spying on him. It's inexplicable.
I mean, I think they were watching Finding Nemo instead of film.
Hold on. I'm gonna read a quote from Mike Mitchell, the Steelers safety.
Actually, they couldn't be watching Finding Nemo because there's no spy. They must be watching, I don't even know. Freaking idiot film.
Oh, no, they're God. Watching Cars. They're watching Cars 2.
Yeah, dude. Golly. Oh.
Yeah, so he
all these games.
All right, so
I'm ready.
Cam, I'm going to read you the quote from Mike Mitchell, the Steelers safety. They're talking about, they asked him the question if they're ready for New England in the AFC Championship game. Mind you, this was before they played the Jags. I wish I could have actually had this quote before the game so I could have just, like, put money on the Jags. Just because how ridiculous this quote is. Get ready, Cam. Get ready. We can play the...
I'm not ready yet.
We can play them in hell. We can play them in Haiti. We can play them in New England. We're going to win.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious right now? These are quotes before the game.
I can't even do this anymore.
I feel like I didn't do my due diligence for this game because of it's Blake Bortles, but the amount of bulletin board material before the game, I mean, Le'Veon before the game is tweeting about, oh, well, it's time for us to avenge our loss. We're gonna get another chance next week to avenge our loss too. He's talking about New England too. Literally, they're talking about avenging losses for next week.
I'd rather watch Cliff Kingsbury go 500, which is very a bad thing, than watch any of these games. Any of them. Jesus. And that's my favorite team. God, I went to college there. F you, Cliff, if you're listening to this. I hope you do. Get out of here.
I mean, literally, the Steelers.
Yeah, exactly. It's that funny because I hate them that much. Keep going.
Inexplicably, the Steelers generate over 500 yards of offense. Over 500 yards of offense against the number one defense in the league.
And you lose. And you lose. That's all I have to say. And you lose. At home. Idiots.
And you won time of possession. That's how ridiculous this game was. The Steelers actually won time of possession as badly as they played in the first half.
Dude, we almost scored 100 points in this game. Like, what the F happened? Like, oh my. I have no idea
Cam, as you recall earlier today, my excitement over Blake Bortles just throwing up duck after duck and just having them caught when the Steelers aren't even paying attention to the ball's badly underthrown. How is no one undercutting these routes?
I have no idea, but all I know is no one had shotguns out there because they were not dying.
Oh, my goodness. But Blake Bortles got to 214 yards on 14 completions, the majority of which were three-yard dump-offs that were run for the rest of the way, or the fact that he threw up a prayer and the Steelers weren't paying attention on the pass for that. I mean, the amount of yardage the Jags generated from yards after catch was ridiculous.
I don't think anyone watched film. I don't think they did. I think they just like smoked a lot of weed, drank or something. I have no idea.
But the one thing I will say that is honestly the best burn I've heard all day was after that Mike Mitchell quote. It is the Jaguars' official Twitter response saying that you can now play them on NFL Madden all offseason long. I mean, it's a good burn though. That's actually the best burn of the day.
I mean that kind of is. I mean, and so the fun part was too. So it's actually not that fun of a story, but I went to the bar on yesterday, and I got to see all the Eagles fans in Texas. Where the hell did they come from? Jesus Christ. I was playing the birds versus the idiots. Birds versus birds. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. I went there for one beer and I said, I'm leaving. The most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
You couldn't handle the appearance of Eagles fans.
It was disgusting. It was disgusting. I couldn't do it. So, like, you fit, like, 300 people in like, a bar. I bet 250 of them were Eagle fans. Oh, it was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Oh. Like I said, I drank one beer and I left.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, yeah. We better stop this conversation because it's a little biased, but... Jesus.
Of course.
Get them out.
All right, so let's run down the biggest loser of the weekend, and we got a ton of losers this weekend.
What are we calling losers right now?
I'm gonna give you the candidates.
All right.
Up first, we've got Matt Ryan, who managed to get outplayed by Nick Foles. That's about as embarrassing as it gets. I don't include the Titans because the Titans had no business being there. But I will include the Kansas City Chiefs on there because as poorly as the Titans looked last night, that's what makes the Chiefs' loss look that much worse. So the Chiefs are on my list for biggest losers of the weekend.
Hey, no. You know what they should have done? They should have played... My boy, Patty Ice. That's who they should have played.
Mahomes. Mahomes will be there next year. Mahomes will be there next year. Alex Smith.
He's going to bring it home. He's going to bring it home.
Yeah, but Alex Smith will be on the Jets next year. So he's in his own punishment.
That sounds disgusting. Keep it going.
All right. Next. We've got any Steeler that was talking about New England ahead of the Jacksonville game up next is the biggest loser. Because, again, why are you even talking about New England? If you're talking about New England before you actually play a game, that means you already lost the game because New England's in your head.
That's ridiculous. Belichick just said, hey, write me a check. We're going to the ship. What?
Yeah, and And finally, in a late contender for Biggest Loser, we've got Marcus Williams and the Saints with that incredible display in the final seconds of the game of Biggest Loser of the Weekend.
He did really well on that tackle.
We got some mules here today. We got some donkeys.
We definitely had some winners today.
I can only imagine what it's like there in Vegas with the sports books with all the people who took the Saints as a dog. Took the Saints as a dog, and we're clearly going to cash in, regardless of that situation. Even if Minnesota drove down and kicked the field goal, they were going to cash in to lose on that play.
I would. There's a lot of people that are really drunk right now. There's a lot of people.
It's like I actually need to drink more because I still can't believe what I just saw.
Hey, me too. I'm drinking a nice little Coors Light.
I can't even break this down as if this was a good football game when you have that nonsense at the very end. This is just so ridiculous.
I've never seen this ever. So.
And this is a professional game. This is a professional football game.
I might as well just sign Johnny Manziel after this. He may be in the championship next year. Oh, my God. He can't even make a Canada team. Golly. Don't get me started.
Let's just start looking ahead to the week, next week.
Let's talk about the matchups next week. That's what we need to do. I want to hear the. Oh my God, this is so. There's such a bad taste in my mouth just talking about this. Like, I just feel like Zeke would just kill everyone. Like, so, Jerry might pay him to lose. Like, who cares? Come on.
Oh my goodness. I mean, the lines are set, Cam. So. New England's favored by 10 over Jacksonville, which, again, you know what? It's Blake Bortles. I can't take this seriously. How is Blake Bortles in the AFC Championship game?
Like I said, there's no way you can take this seriously. If you do, like, you might as well just, like, drink 18 beers because that's the only serious.
He can't throw a 10-yard pass without it being a duck! This is ridiculous! How is he in the AFC title game?
Think about is Case Keenum, Blake Bortles, semifinals. Oh, that makes me want to throw up. Ew.
And we've got the Vikings favored by 3 over the Eagles. Based on that stellar display by Case Keenum, I see why the line's only 3.
About these games, like, so now that we know what is the momentum gonna do for Case Keenum?
I mean,
what is it gonna do?
It's seriously okay for those of you who weren't watching this game, the Vikings were in complete control of this game due to the fact that their defense was dominating the Saints and they could run the football. The Saints decided to load the box with 9 in the box and force Case Keenum to throw outside the numbers, which he continually struggled to do. So, when I'm laughing this hard, it's because literally the Saints got back into this game with what they should have been doing the entire game. I don't understand what these teams are. Case Keenum threw for 40, had 40 pass attempts in this game. He threw 40 passes. And the only reason why he's over 300 yards is because of that last... He had 40 passes.
For
He had okay. Let's rewind this back. Let's rewind this back, Cam. Case Keenum had had 39 pass attempts and was under 250 yards. Do you know how hard that is to do?
It's pretty hard. God, it's so bad. Actually, it's so good. I love it. So good.
I mean,
dude, he didn't even. He got 300 yards just because he got 70 on the last play. Jesus.
I really can't say enough about Adam Thielen, because Adam Thielen bailed out Keenum on a number of throws today.
Probably like five of them. Like, he's ridiculous.
And I know what ESPN's going to do and NFL Network's going to do. They're going to say, oh, wow, the Vikings were really great on third down. Yes, because the receivers made some really tough catches that it shouldn't have been that hard of a catch to make.
D-Money, it was all about Case Keenum. Please. Don't give Thielen any of this.
I mean, I literally just had to listen to, like, analysis about how good Nick Foles was. Nick Foles was about as pedestrian as it gets. If it wasn't for the fact that Matt Ryan was so bad, the Eagles should have lost that game.
You don't know the legend of Case Keenum. He's coming, and he's going to be the myth, the legend. I'm telling you. He's the best. So you never talk bad about him.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes we just got to, like, suck it up and just say, damn, we suck. Everyone else sucks. Case Keenum's the best. That's what we got to say. And I never thought I'd say that out of my mouth. But now it's coming. He's going to beat the Eagles. He's going to kill them. He's going to stomp on them. And then I'm going to see Case Keenum walk away with a trophy. And then I'm going to cry myself to sleep after that.
Cam, we are going to see either Case Keenum or Nick Foles lift up the NFC trophy next week. And there's a very real possibility that neither one of them will throw for 250 yards next week.
Hey, maybe one of them can be like at least 70 yards with 10 seconds left. The most outrageous thing I've ever freaking seen. Oh, Lord. Maybe we can pray for LeGarrette Blount to run for 200 yards.
I mean, for those of you who literally did not see, just watch the highlight of the final play of the game. You will see why we're so loopy, because the play itself is just so. You honestly would say, why are the Vikings running this play when he has to get out of bounds to try to kick a field goal? That's how poor of a throw it was by Case Keenum. It's like Diggs is running an out route. Keenum floats it so high that Diggs has to jump up no less than 5 feet in the air. The defender inexplicably bails out on a tackle and goes underneath Diggs.
I literally, like, when he caught it, I was like, what the F is he doing? Get out of bounds. But guess what? No one's there. Ha-ha. What the? I've never seen this.
I know I've said this
800 times on this podcast, but Jesus Christ, God, I've never seen anything like this. It's just outrageous.
Hold on, Cam. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the Saints radio call of the Diggs catch.
Let's hear this shit. I want to hear this.
Sheldon Rankins, and he takes a big time hit on Case Keenum. Defense coverage again.
Third and 10 from the Viking 39. Precious seconds left on the clock.
Guess not.
Completion. Oh my God.
And apparent field goal attempt. Here's Keenum. dropping, looking, throwing near sideline, and it's caught by Stephon Diggs. He's going to take it inside the 15, 10, 5, touchdown on the final play of this game. Are you kidding me?
He could have came up and just tackled him. He stuck, put his head down, and he didn't step out of bounds then. They're going to review it, but he didn't step out of bounds.
61-yard touchdown strike to Stephon Diggs. Almost looked like the Saints defenders came up with an intent to intercept the pass. Instead, they couldn't get their hands on it.
Honestly, that announcer sounds like he's on Ambien.
I can't.
Because the color commentator did the smart thing. The color commentator just is like, "Are you serious?" And just like muted his mic just to curse, so it wouldn't be heard. Then he commented like he could have done anything else.
He's like, "Please refrain from any excitement. I don't think this happened, but we might find out."
All right, let's listen to the Vikings call. Let's see how they celebrate this junk. Here we go.
Oh my God, I can't.
Run it out of bounds or run it off the back of the end zone. I mean, wow, just a big mistake. You just got to be able to, you got to take advantage of it when they do that kind of stuff.
10 seconds to go, 24-23 Saints. Vikings at their own 39, it's third down. Three receivers right, Thielen left. Marshawn Lattimore, 12 yards from Adam. Case on a deep drop. Steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs. Stay up.
Oh, my God. Low. Oh, my God.
30. No.
10.
Touchdown. Are you kidding me? It's a Minneapolis miracle. Stephon Diggs and the Minnesota Vikings have locked up on the New Orleans Saints. It's a 61-yard Minneapolis miracle.
Exactly.
Oh
my God.
Fans at US Bank Stadium are embracing each other. They're trying to climb into the box to hug us all. Nobody can find Stephon Diggs. He ran into the tunnel. Unbelievable pause. Are you kidding me?
They run the deep ball route. Stephon Diggs goes up, and Marcus Williams, the rookie, tries to jump over the back of him to break up the throw. The ball is caught, and Diggs is able to take it into the end zone.
Look at the Vikings coaches.
This is just right an absolute mistake.
Yes! Are you kidding me?
Look at these Vikings coaches.
Yes! Let's go to Philadelphia.
Paul, when it's your year, it's your year. That's all I got
to
say.
Let's go to
Diggs.
Philadelphia. It's going to be 48 to Grizzly. Purple rain,
purple rain.
Man, I'm glad you played that because that was freaking insane. They were going insane. I mean, obviously, I was going insane, and I was like running through my house to the bathroom because I was like, "What the fuck just happened?" And Caitlin was like, "What the hell are you doing?"
I mean, Cam, I literally just, in terms of total dollars from fantasy, DraftKings and FanDuel, I literally lost about $175 on that one play. And I still made money this weekend, but still, this has got to be one of the most ridiculous. Imagine, Cam, imagine it this way. Imagine if you were one of those guys that were in the, like, the 20 grand pool. Like, you paid like about $500 for the buy-in, and you were about to cash in on anywhere from 50 to 100 grand, and you lost it on that play. Think about that.
Exactly. So that's why I had Stephon Diggs on my team.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been funnier if I had Case Keenum. That would have been way funnier, but...
Well, and I literally said it as, like, Stephon Diggs was not going to be the play for me today because Stephon Diggs was going to have the outside coverage with the Vikings corners and was going to get shut down for the game. And, of course, he makes up, he doubles his yardage on the last play of the game.
Come on, Demo. Johnny. I projected this the whole way. The whole way. I knew this was going to happen.
Oh, God.
You know, like, I mean, you know, Diggs, you know, he's easily going to get a 60-yard touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
I knew this.
I don't know, because when someone looks back on this in, like, 5 years, someone's going to say, wow, Stephon Diggs had an incredible game. Over 100 yards receiving, game-winning touchdown, too. I mean, what an incredible performance. What it's like, literally, a guy just had to stand in front of him and wrap up. That's it.
Exactly, and they're going to be like, Cam, thank you for the pick. I knew that was going to happen. Exactly. So, winner, winner, chicken dinner. See, you never know. See, it's that good.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, as a summary, you know, we got Blake Bortles and Case Keenum. Sick picks. He's an idiot. And then we have freaking... I don't even know who the last guy is.
Well, Marcus Williams?
Well, he's an idiot, too. No, I'm talking about the... I can't even think the last quarterback.
Wait, for the Vikings or what?
No. We got Case Keenum, we got Bortles, we got Tom Brady, and then...
Nick Foles!
Exactly.
Don't sleep on Nick Foles, Cam! Don't sleep on Nick Foles!
No wonder I forgot his name, because I hate him so much. I can't even think of his name, because he's an idiot.
Oh, my goodness.
Good Lord.
I'll flat out say this is the most ridiculous podcast I've ever had to do, but given the subject matter, I don't think there's really much other reaction I could have to this podcast, because I can't treat this podcast seriously. But I have to give an honest assessment of what I just saw. I saw some of the dumbest football you could imagine today being played. A Steelers team that was completely unprepared for one of the most rudimentary offenses you will ever see. Literally, they ran it down your throat. You had no run stunts. And a quarterback who could only complete passes less than 5 yards. Or throw up a prayer. Literally, you gave up over 40 points to that team. Then, you got the Saints, who got their asses handed to them. Pulled it back because the Vikings are so limited on offense. And then, inexplicably... have a brain cramp on the final play of the game.
I'm telling you, this is the best podcast we've done. So we're number one in my book. I'm sure we're number one in Blake Bortles and Case Keenum's book too.
Oh, it's gonna be the boys from Duval County going up to New England, baby. The Jags are going to New England.
So, you heard it first, boys. You heard it first.
Oh, wow, 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 wow. Oh, my goodness.
Case Keenum. He's going for Case Keenum.
The legend of Case Keenum.
Instead of the Blake Bortles gang, we're going with the Case Keenum gang. That's what we're doing.
Is there a chance that Blake Bortles is not the worst quarterback on display next weekend?
No.
Well, I was saying there was a chance because you got Nick Foles and Case Keenum in the mix. So I was saying there's a chance that Blake might not actually be the worst quarterback next weekend. But yes, statistically... Yes, he is still most likely to be the worst quarterback of the weekend. Oh, my goodness.
No, actually, now that you bring retard into the mix...
I don't know how... It's going to be hard getting through next week, Cam.
It really is. It's going to be a tough one.
I can't believe I'm actually stuck in a position where I have to root for Tom Brady... because I can't have the Lombardi Trophy. Cam, we are in a position where Cam, we have three candidates that are up for the nomination of nearly equaling the record of the worst Super Bowl quarterback to actually win a Super Bowl, that being Trent Dilfer. We got three Dilfer candidates up for nomination to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. That's what scares me. It's ridiculous. And then we have Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah?
Like, Jesus, dude.
I can't
even take Tom Brady anymore. I'm done with him.
I can't. I actually have to put my support behind the Patriots. I don't...
I already called the Patriots winning because of this.
Well, I already had the Patriots winning, but like now I actually have to cheer for the Patriots. And it's disgusting.
All right. Well, give me your explanation for this. Give me it.
Explanation for what?
For the Patriots winning.
Well, the fact that they actually...
Exactly, yeah. This sounds bad already.
Well, the fact that they actually have had the number one defense the last month and a half of the season, they still have the best quarterback remaining, best tight end, Belichick. Anything else you need?
Yes. I hate them all. That's all I need. it was really tough decision for me, but I hate them all. That's it.
We are one game away from Blake Bortles being in the Super Bowl. But see, here's the thing.
I might just buy a keg, Cam,
think about
like,
this.
It's like the turn of the century. Like, Cam, I don't even know what to do.
Cam, think about this. Brady has an injured Achilles. We are one Tom Brady injury away from Jacksonville winning the Super Bowl. Think about that, Cam.
Bortles didn't even do anything.
No!
What else do we need to do?
Like, we are one Tom Brady injury away from Blake Bortles running for 65 yards in the Super Bowl with completing 9 passes.
Yeah, exactly. He can complete 10 passes for 50 yards and Fournette scores 18 touchdowns. That's exactly what we're going for right now.
Oh my goodness.
And then Rhodes for freaking Minnesota gives it up 2 TDs of Michael Thomas? What?
Well, it got personal between Rhodes and Thomas because Rhodes thought that Thomas took an illegal shot on Sendejo, and after that point, Rhodes like went off the deep end because like he was trying to get at Thomas, like trying to hurt him, and like he completely lost his edge in that matchup and lost his head. So Thomas just took advantage of it and just like beat him on inside routes. Now, imagine you're Drew Brees, and you're near the end of your career, and you're seeing, I have a chance to play Nick Foles next week, and then you see that play go down. How pissed off do you, how pissed off are you if you're Drew Brees right now? And like, I come back, and this is how we lose the game, and I don't even have a chance to respond.
That's all I'm doing. Like, I'm Drew Brees. I'm like, I'm done. Sean Payton, bye.
Oh, actually, you know what? You know what that play at the end for the Saints game actually did? It actually erases the worst defensive play of the weekend, which was, if you recall, in the Falcons-Eagles game, when Keanu Neal did the Karate Kid flying knee to... that duck Foles threw up in the air. Remember when he had that pick at the end of the first half?
Yeah.
And he and he, like, somehow magically, like, kneed the ball right into Al Galore's hands.
Yeah,
that play, now in retrospect, that's not the worst defensive play of the weekend.
He's an idiot.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, just add them to the list. How many are on this list right now?
I lost count on the amount of losers.
This list is getting too full, dude. It's getting too full.
Oh, my goodness.
This is...
Cam, you know what I'm really going to miss, too?
What?
The Steelers doing end zone celebrations when they're still down 2 touchdowns. I'm going to miss that.
They like to
celebrate even when they're down 2 touchdowns. I noticed that too. I'm like, you guys are down 2 touchdowns and you're still making end zone celebrations. This is probably not a good time to do it.
I still don't think it's fun. AKA losing.
Oh my goodness.
AKA.
If you're Bill Belichick, how much of an evil laugh do you have right now knowing who's remaining in the playoffs?
He's probably laughing right now.
Oh, no, he's definitely laughing, but it's like, on the evil laugh scale, I got to put it somewhere between an 8 and a 9. And it's like, he's not completely there yet because, like, he still has to beat the Jacksonville defense next week. But yet still... if you get past Jacksonville's defense, it's pretty much a done deal.
Oh, I mean, Big Ben took him for 500 yards and 5 TDs, so I'm kind of scared about that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, how bad? Who throws 5 TDs against Jacksonville, Big Ben? Good Lord. I can't even imagine any of this. Like
the Steelers literally had 2 fourth-down touchdown passes that had no business being completed. And still lost the game.
I do have to give props, though, to Big Ben because he had, like, 3 or 4 of those passes were, like, disgusting.
Oh, yeah. So, no, in terms of degree of difficulty, that's, like, the 10 out of 10 degree of difficulty. See, when I make fun of Matt Ryan and everyone says I'm being biased against Matt Ryan, it's because Matt Ryan can't make any of those throws. He can't make any of those throws.
Exactly. So you're kind of like, eh.
Oh, my goodness.
And then, of course, I think Juju today, meh. He got 1 TD.
Yeah, he got you your last second TD, so there you go.
Yeah, but Antonio Brown killed it.
Oh, yeah. Well, if there was, like, an award for most surprising outcome, was Antonio Brown somehow recovered from a calf injury and just bawling today. Absolute bawling today. I mean, I would actually say more about it, except for the fact that the Steelers still managed to lose that game. But Antonio's not the reason why they lost that game, because Antonio took it to Jalen Ramsey and Aboye.
Yeah, exactly.
If anything, it proves that Antonio Brown should actually be the league MVP this year.
I'll never say yes to that.
Because he's a Steeler?
Yes.
You got to get past your Cowboys bias, Cam. Zeke cannot be the league MVP just because he got suspended. It doesn't work that way.
Did I say that? No, I didn't, but I was thinking it.
I knew what you were thinking, Cam. Oh, my goodness.
Jerry Jones is the league MVP.
Yes, by getting his own team eliminated from the playoffs by fighting the league.
Yeah. Yeah, him and his lawyers, we're the MVPs here.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Cam.
Well,
I'm gonna let you go because honestly, at this point, I really can't say anything nice about the rest of this NFL season because we're in for a show. That's all I can say about it. I don't know if it's gonna be a terrible show or an awful, embarrassing show, but we're in for a show regardless.
Hey, all I'm saying is I can't wait till next week's podcast. It's gonna be awesome.
I'll be working hard to keep a straight face describing Blake Bortles' quarterback play. I'll be working real hard.
Yeah, you might need a couple whiskey cokes before you do that one.
That's probably an accurate assessment.
All right, man.
All right,
we'll see you later.
Later, Camp. So that pretty much does it for the podcast tonight. I mean, I want to talk a little bit about the NBA, but it's just the ending of that Saints-Vikings game has taken me out of the element. The Rangers have given up a two-goal lead to the Pens. Not surprising. So we'll see what happens in the third period. But, oh, man, I just... There's only so much I could say about the NFL this season, but the way these playoff games went today just symbolizes just the pure idiocy that I've seen throughout the league this year. I don't know what else to say about it. You just have to shake your head and laugh because there really is nothing you can do to analyze these games. I mean, this is just bad football that we're seeing here. Just bad, nonsensical football. But, you know, let's hope for some decent games next week where we don't have mind-numbingly dumb plays to critique. But for the Fantasy Throwdown podcast, that's a wrap for this week. Have a good one, folks.
It's the most talked about position in all of sports, the quarterback. And now there's a show solely dedicated to the most sought after role on the field, Celebrity QB, featuring four-time Super Bowl champion coach Charlie Weiss. Unlike other football shows, you'll get the inside scoop on all things quarterbacks. Like, is this the year Tom Brady finally looks his age? Will dating Danica Patrick distract Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, he's dating Danica Patrick, Charlie. We're interested in that, you know?
Well, I mean, Tommy's got Giselle. I'll take Giselle, okay?
Is Dak Prescott good enough to win a Super Bowl for the Cowboys? Which rookie quarterback has the best shot of making a positive impact in 2018?
How about intellectually, Charlie, as far as what they ask the quarterbacks to do now?
The game has changed, but the pressure that's put on quarterbacks, and it always been put on quarterbacks, is tremendous.
Join Charlie Weiss and co-host Steve Strout on an all-new podcast from Lasting Media, exclusively about quarterbacks. Subscribe now at Apple iTunes or wherever you listen to great podcasts. Celebrity QB, everyone's favorite position.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.